Yo, I put it like wow, this that sound. These oaks don't work hard like me, I hope they know by now. Bayo Bear, stand my ground. Throw these money trees, go overseas like Percy Tau. I make sure you stay around, quiet when I'm under loud. No negatives allowed, me positivity took a vow. I always play to win, don't anticipate loss. Mind always in the cloud, my boy, never think about the drop. Never ever ever think about the drop.
Welcome to it, sports fans. It is the MKT show. I'm MKT. You are you. You're alive. Well done. So I'm going to be drinking a cuppa today. Got a cuppa ginger tea, you know, while I do the pod. You love to hear it. You love to hear it. Drinking it out of an Italian football team mug. And it's not one of those cheap ones you get on the side of the road wherever you live in the world. It's a proper FIGC one. It came in the wrapping. Guy bought it for me. I must just remember the price. I think it was like 20 euros, by the way. 20 euros for a mug. Anyway, it's the real deal. So drinking my ginger tea out of there. Got a little bit of a frog in the throat, as they say. And here's something I didn't realize. So somebody I was talking to earlier, I was doing some work with her, and we've known each other a long time. And she said to me, oh, why didn't you send me the stuff you said you were going to send yesterday? I said, dude, I have been sick since Monday, actually, which is 2 days before I'm recording this podcast. Doesn't really matter in your world whenever you're listening to this. And I said, I've been quite ill. And it's something that's happened for the second time in like a year, which is weird. So I guess maybe with age, you get sick. I'm not really an ill kind of person, but even when I was sick last time, and I was really sick last time, I was out for like 9 days, I was still training. And to her, it was like, oh, but I saw you running. I saw your Strava. I'm like, yo, just because I'm sick, it doesn't mean I'm not going to train. Like, I've played rugby games, and I'm not a doctor, but I played rugby games where I'm pretty sure I had like bronchitis. You know? And I don't want to portray myself as some tough guy. I'm not. But it is, I don't do well around soft people. Like, oh, I've got a cold, so I can't go and go to the gym. Like, what are we talking about? Like, of course I'm going to run 10Ks in the morning. Who cares if I've got a bit of a cold? Like, what are we talking about? And I mean, I am not whingy McWhingy guy when it comes to being sick. And I'm not doctor guy either. I'm like, I've got to be dying to go to the doctor. I can't even remember the last time I went to the doctor, to be completely honest with you. And she was like, yeah, okay. Anyway, she gave me a call and she said, okay, yeah, I mean, I've always kind of known you're not normal. Like, I think I'm just a regular bloke. So she couldn't understand that I'm like, I can't stand when people say I've got a cold, so I couldn't go to the gym or go for a run. I'm like, I used to play football games sick in the UK and Russia. Like, Russia was minus 30 degrees. You had a cold all the time. I mean, the houses are pretty warm, but I was like sick, and I mean, chesty, like all the time. What are we even talking about? One thing I don't do well with is like sickly, soft people. That doesn't fly with me. Like, oh, I'm so sick all the time. No. We're not doing that. So, feeling a bit better today. I'm on the upswing, I think, hopefully. Hopefully this ginger tea's helping, you know what I'm saying? Ginger tea in my Italian mug. Well, the mugs, whatever. The porcelain comes from wherever, right? Or I don't know if mugs are made of porcelain, but this one's genuine. It just says Italy. 20 euros, I think. Something like a 20 euros for a mug. It's the official thing, though. The real McCoy. It's the real McCoy. What are we talking about today? International break. Madness. Talk about that. Heinrich Klaassen, talk a little bit about him, and then it is a monster game this weekend. Look forward to Arsenal, Man City, give you some quick thoughts before I get out of here. Just on that, like, people are sick. Oh, I'm sick. I've got to. Unbelievable. Get over yourself. It's Easter. So obviously, if you into the Jesus thing, it's obviously, I never know with these holidays, to be honest. I'm not what you might call Mr. Religious. Is Easter the one where he went, disappeared behind a rock for a couple of days? I think it is. I don't know for a fact. If you're into Jesus, happy Easter, I guess. And if you just like this period for Easter eggs, cool. If you're a bloke, you're probably going to the rugby fest if you live in South Africa. If not, praise be, the Premier League's on. Praise be. Like, I'm sorry, I don't get into the religious stuff. So, miss me with all of that. All right, well, enjoy Easter. The nice thing about Easter, in South Africa in particular, if you time it correctly, you get your leave days in the right place. I think you can take 4 leave days and it turns into about 14, 13 or 14 full leave days if you're in the corporate machine. So good for you if you've managed to wangle it. You know what I hate? Why do bosses still whinge about it? Like, you should expect it every year. Like, figure it out. What are we doing? Why are you getting upset at something you know is coming every single year? The Jesus story is the same year every year. Easter. Shout out. Shout out to Jesus. And how big was this rock? How big was this cave? Who else was there? Because I think in the story there's someone else there who looks behind the... How come that other guy could move the cave door thing? Because I think in the story, the cave is like, has a door. What are we talking about here? Who are these guys? Like, are these guys just like Jewish artisans way ahead of their time? Who's crafted a cave with a door back then that you could move? Do they have controlled blasting? Because how do you gut a cave in order to be able to establish a door that works? Anyway, this is not headed in the right direction. It's probably people listening going, how dare you talk about my savior like this? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will continue to do it. I'm not sorry I did it. It's going to happen. Don't get so precious about things. You know how people get like, only my stuff matters. Everyone else's stuff we can be offensive about, not my stuff. Get the hell out of my face. Who the hell are you? You know? Like, no. We can be derogatory about other stuff, not this. Oh, the blasphemy. Oh, my goodness. Do me a favor. Just keep it moving, Catherine. Unbelievable. Nobody needs to hear it. If you're doing your thing, why don't you go pray at your house? You don't need to tell me to pray. You know? If I want to pray, I'll pray. I mean, I don't. So it's like when people say, hold thumbs. Firstly, what does that mean? And what difference is that going to make? Because I don't believe in luck, by the way. I'm like, did you prepare? Are you good enough? Yes or no? It's not that complicated. It really isn't. Holding thumbs for you, babe. Oh, what are we? What are we doing? I tell you who's not holding thumbs. Me. I am not holding thumbs for anyone. Doesn't make a difference. Did you go for spritzes on Saturday afternoon or did you work on your presentation? Let's talk about it. All right, let's get into the show. I've had a pretty interesting week. It's come out of wedding season, obviously. Not sure if I spoke about it in the last podcast, but I did something called a buff and shine. Now, it is not as crude as it sounds. For those who don't know, if you're an unsophisticated animal like me, it was the first and the last time I ever did a buff and shine. So buff and shine is when you do your nails, by the way. Get a manicure. A mani. I didn't get a pedi. I just got a mani. I don't get it. Like, I'm probably never going to do it again unless someone else pays for it. Like, it was paid for by the groom on this occasion. I'm coughing because I'm sick, you know what I mean? Still training tomorrow morning. Like, what are we talking about? And it was like, yeah, okay, this is awesome. But let's do it. Like, we're here now. no free ads, but we were at a pretty, I don't know if it's bougie, but it's a place where people get their haircuts, where men get their haircut. No free ads, you know what I mean? And while we were there, it's like, okay, well, he's paying for it. Might as well do the whole thing. Said, I'm going to get my nails done. Then eventually he did as well. Then his cousin did as well. It's called a buff and shine. Look, I don't get it. It felt weird. Like my nails were too perfect. And like I'm pretty cleanly dude, so I'm never like gunky or long nail guy. I don't get it. Like, and some people go, oh, it's about the self-care. I'm like, okay, cool. For a massage, I get it. For a sauna, I get it. For like, you know, for that stuff, like a haircut, I get it. For this one, I don't. It's not actually that relaxing to sit and have your hands done. Like, it's not that relaxing. Like, it's quite sore, you know, like, it's not that comfortable. Your hands are in an uncomfortable position. And you know what I'm not good at? Even with barbers, I'm not chit-chat guy. Like, a lot of people are chit-chat people, you know? Like, I like to chop it up with my mates and stuff. But if you're doing a service, it's like in South Africa, I mean, there's a lot of checkout lines in Europe and the States. But in South Africa, you get helped by people at your checkout counter for groceries. Some people like to chat to those people. I do not. I'm like, and don't worry, I'll just pack my own bags. I don't want to be in a chit-chat. Please, can you ring my stuff up, put it in the bag, and let me get out of here? Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. Do you have a card? Yes, I do. Boop. Give it back to me. That boop was them scanning my card. Comes back to me. While they're doing my thing, or their thing, doot, 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 that's them scanning my groceries, I'm packing. Like, no need to wait for you to boop, 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 and pack. Like, I'll pack so long. I'm paying with my card anyway. Don't worry about it. It'll be quick. While you're doing that, I'm packing. But I'm not chatting to you. Like, sometimes you get, what are we doing? Anyway, so I'm not chatting to my barber even. All right, I'm not chatting to my barber. Just cut my hair, bro. Like, who are you? My girlfriend? No. I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't need to mindlessly chit-chat. Like, I came for a haircut, cut my hair. How can we create a situation where I leave without you saying anything to me would be the ultimate. Hey man, how are you doing? Please shave my head bald with a blade. That's the end of the conversation. Good, how are you? Good man, what's your name? That's it. That's it. I don't need more than that. I've got family and friends. I'm chatting to them. So the hand vibe is you really are trapped there and kind of forced to chit-chat. And I was chit-chatting to the lady. Obviously, Mr. Funny Guy here. Can't remember. I was popping off with the jokes. It was good vibes. You know what I mean? But I'm not doing it again. Like the buff and shine, you will not see me there again. Unless somebody else pays for it. And I'm trapped in we're at a salon. Because guys are doing that now. Like, whatever. I'm open to it. You know what I do like? I'm at the physio every Sunday. I'm at the physio or the chiro every Sunday. Once a week. Tune up the old body. You know what I mean? Like, it's more functional for me. So my sister's quite big into it, and she deliberately builds this stuff in, and she's explained her psychology is, because she works really, really hard, is she wants to build in self-care. So I do not care about that. Like, for me, self-care is I'm going for a run, you know? So I don't need someone doing my nails. Get that out of here. So I was talking to my sister about, she's having getting like a hybrid job between here, and she lives in Paris. Here is South Africa and Paris. So we're considering, should we get a place together? It would make more sense if you're only here 6 months that we just get a lease together, or you can get your own place. Like we'll figure it out. And I said, well, the place I live in now, if I move out, is available. She says, no, it doesn't feel, I need somewhere more homely. Because I'm a very practical person. Like, I've realized I live quite a Spartan life. I've had the nice things, and it doesn't make me any happier. So I'm just like, just give me somewhere where I can have, obviously, a posturepedic bed. I've got a top-notch bed. Let's not play around. obviously that I got to have. But it's like everything else. I don't need a Smeg fridge. You know, like some people need that. I do not. I do not. Does my fridge keep the water cold and the ostrich steaks frozen? If it does those things, we're A for away. Like I'll pay up front for a kettle. You know, these are practical things I need to work. Get a nice one. My kettle's worked for a year straight so far. But my sister was like, no. Because she likes a bit of a homely feel, you know. Like I don't have a rug. I don't even have a couch where I live, by the way. So I live in a tiny cottage. Tiny by South African standards. Mansion by European standards. Like my cottage in Europe is €1 million. In like, if you want to live in Paris and live in a place the size of my cottage, and I live on a property, it's tiny. Like, it's tiny. I couldn't be happier. To be honest with you, I could not be happier. I used to live in a bit of a pimp pad, told people this. And I stayed for an extra year because I just wanted to see, do these things make me happy? They do not. Turns out I'm not into it. This is to say, I didn't realize that I've got a pretty off-the-wall personality because I'm just like, I'll just live in a cottage. Like, I don't care. I'm not like, I don't want to live in a ginormous house, you know? But my sister was like, oh, no. She didn't say this much, but she basically was like, and it was in text, so I'm using a bit of creative license here. Your place feels like a serial killer's house, is basically what she said. I'm filling in the blanks here. So, turns out, I don't know. I mean, looking around, probably couldn't ask a lady to live in this space, you know? Because the ladies need, like, what? A nice cushion for the bed. And I'm like, just get, like, I've got Pakistani cotton, the finest cotton you can get, as my linen, obviously. Got to sleep. Like, I value my sleep more than anything. Everything else, get out of here. Get out of here. Well, what are we even talking about? What are we actually? I don't have a couch. Because if I'm at home, I'm working. If I'm not at home, I'm training. Or having lunch with someone. Or being the best man at a wedding. Or being the best MC in the world. Or just being the best MC in general. Like, so I'm not at home. I'm not like a relaxed guy either, you know? I'm not like, oh, so you just take a load off. So it turns out people notice this. Anyway. Not sure why I'm telling you that. I think it's because my friend noticed that I don't take time off when I'm sick. I don't know. What are you like? What are people like? Don't know. I don't need a million posters. Like, I appreciate a nice space, but I like my space. It's functional. I live for functional. Like, if you can just give me super well-designed functional spaces. Poof. Like, I don't need more in my life right now. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend. Like, I have a clean, small space where I can live, and it's built for me. So, there's that. All right, let's get into the show. Oh, thank God the international break's over. The international break is so bad. You know who... Who should be making more of a stink about it is clubs. If I'm Real Madrid, I'm like, in a friendly against Belgium, second fixture within a week, why is Jude Bellingham scoring a 94th minute winner or to equalize it? What are we doing? Just paid £100 million for this guy. What are we doing, Gareth Southgate? Why is he still on? Why aren't you playing Jared Ward, Prowse or whatever? What are we doing? And then Stones gets injured. And then Ben Chilwell took that knock on his knee. I'm like, oh my goodness, as a Chelsea fan. Because it's an economics thing. England don't pay the players. Chelsea do. Man United do. Arsenal do. Real Madrid do. Like, So here's my thing. Obviously, we can't scrap it. Here's my idea, though. There shouldn't be international friendlies. Every international that is played should be a qualifier. Should be a qualifier for like Euros, Copa America, AFCON. Like every international that's played should be a qualifier for something. There shouldn't be international friendlies. Like, don't. If we're going to have a break in the window, just let the guys rest. There we go. If it's not a Euros qualifier, if it's not a World Cup qualifier, and quite frankly, why aren't the Euros a World Cup qualifier? Like, if you make the Euros, there we go. You've made the World Cup. Sorry to everyone. Or let's say the top eight at the Euros. You make the top eight, right, at the Euros. You're in the World Cup. There we go. Those countries don't have to play friendlies or qualify. And now I hear, but what about team chemistry? What about team chemistry? They play like once every 3 months. It's impossible to get team chemistry at international level anyway. So, don't worry about it. The tournaments are every 2 years as well. It's Euros now. In 2 years, it'll be a World Cup. It's not that long. So if you get to the top eight, like, why are England playing this many fixtures? Who's it serving? Like, I do not understand. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes international football. The players don't. And I'd love to hear from people in Europe. Maybe you enjoy it. But like a Wednesday school night in London, and what, people must travel there. Who's that for? Who is that for? I just do not understand it. Great drama though. Ukraine, Georgia, of course, for the first time in the Euros. Wow. That's awesome. Hint, hint, I will be at the Euros. It's not really a hint, that's me telling you I'm going to the Euros this year and the Olympics. Might as well say it now. Might as well say it now. The Olympics I'm not so sure about. But I'm going to the Euros. See you in Germany. See you there. See you there. Auf Wiedersehen. As they say. That's going to be fun. Georgia in the mix. Oh, Wales. Kiefer Moore. So close. So close with those errors. Poland are in. Poland are in. Szczesny. Wojciech Szczesny with the save. Dan James. Unlucky son. Listen. Penalties are a lottery, hey? Like, penalties aren't a skill. Sorry. It's like, it's a lottery. You can take the perfect penalty and a keeper can still save it. And vice versa. So, Dan James, unlucky son. No Wales. No Wales at the Euros. Hate to hear it. Where's Gareth Bale? Playing golf. Oh my God, I hate International Week. So glad it's over. Second thing, Heinrich Claassen. For those of you who watch T20 cricket, I caught some of it as I was eating. I made a lovely pasta. I had pasta chicken. You know, coconut milk. And a few spices in there. Put some kidney beans in there as well. Oh. I mean, I'm not a great cook, but had that whole wheat pasta. Sensational meal. While I was eating that, thought, let me just put something on the screen. I don't have a TV at home, but I got two laptops in front of me. Watch a little bit of cricket. That's all that was on. Saw Henrik Claassen blast 80 of 34. And I googled, how old is Henrik Claassen? He's 32 years old. What a miss for South African cricket. He's 32 years old. How have we missed on this guy? How have we missed on this guy? Oh, Gwena Mapaka. Ugh, it's tough. Not the under, hey, not the under 17 World Cup. Go do prelims. You got maths exams in 2 weeks. But it showed. Like, this is not play. Although he wasn't the only one who was that expensive. Everyone else went France. Kutsia went France as well. So, good old Gwena Mapaka. Learning that this is the big time. But Heinrich Klassen, what a miss for South African cricket. Like, for the last 6 years, what have we been doing not picking this guy? I mean, South African cricket's a shambles. We get it. But what a miss for South African cricket. He's 32. Is this what we've been missing out on? But this is, you know, oh man. South African cricket, what a shambles. Heinrich Klassen, arguably the best ODI or limited overs cricket batsman in the world right now. Now, I don't watch any of this stuff intently. Like, I've committed to myself to, I've got cricket info on my phone, right? Shout out to ESPN. I'll check updates there on anything else. What I will not do is watch T20 cricket religiously. And ODIs, forget it. The only cricket I will watch moving forward is obviously if the Proteas are playing and they're in town, I'll go and watch. But like, I'm not hugely invested in the Proteas anymore because they don't care about me. I will watch the following. The Ashes, number one. When India play in England, number two. And I'm not really that interested in when people play in India. They just doctor the pitches too much and it's not a contest. And people must stop saying, oh, but what about the reverse? England don't doctor the pitches. As you've seen, India can go there and it's a contest. And it's not because India are better than England. That's rubbish. They're not. They're not that much better than England that India can travel to England and have it be a contest. No, it's because the pitches are prepared for bat and ball and anyone with decent batting technique to be able to see things through. That's why India can compete in England. No one can compete in India because Indian batsmen grow up number one in that unbelievable heat, right? And then those slow, low pitches, they are constantly breeding guys that are risky cricket players, so they understand how to play on those pitches. So they are unique in the world in the sense that those pitches are the norm for 100 million cricketers. So, no, it's not a contest in India. Stop saying that. You doctor the pitches. It's not fun to watch. And also, how terrible is the coverage in India? Can they get better cameras? Why does the coverage in India, even with the IPL, feels grainy? Like, what is going on? Just go to the SuperSport guys and say, hey, SuperSport, what cameras do you guys use? Because you've got the best coverage in the world. We the richest union in the world, cricket union in the world, just buy those cameras and say, hey, come and train our staff so that it looks like the SuperSport footage. By the way, SuperSport, easily the best coverage in the world. Better than Sky, better than Channel 9, better than Fox Sport. SuperSport for cricket is unbelievable coverage. The quality of camera and the quality of everything, production, and just the picture so clean. Like, I don't know how they do it. Like, even when I was watching Klassen just bashing the ball everywhere, should be reported for crime, for abuse. He's absolutely abusing that leather ball. Unbelievable. 80 of 34 balls. Highest IPL score of all time. But I can't watch it. The production's rubbish. The mic, the commentator mics in India are always rubbish. What are we doing? So I'll watch India in England, 5 test match series. I only watch 5 test match series. The rest of it I'll catch up with, sorry. And you know what's good is India in Australia. But obviously the timing means we can't really watch. Everything else, get out of my face. Cricket's losing me. I'll be honest with you. I'd love to hear from cricket fans. Do you enjoy the T20? Is it still thrilling for you? And listen, this is what makes that Australia team so special. They went and won 1-0 in India. India is a tough place to go. South Africa under Graham Smith also, I think, drew a series there. Had the chance to win it when they were doing it. But it's special to win in India. And you've just seen Baz Ball. Obviously, you can't Baz Ball it. They try to Baz Ball it. It ain't going to work. Oh, sorry, you can't call it that. It is Baz Ball. Like, adjust to the conditions. What are you doing? In fact, maybe Baz Ball it a bit more and you beat India this time. Because then they would try to go conservative with that third and fourth test. And then in India, like, oh, no. No, no, no. You're not going to block against our spinners. In India, you've got to play three spinners. You open with spinners with a new ball. What's the point of the new ball? And people tell me those pitches aren't doctored. I don't know. But Heinrich Klassen, what a mess, man. What a player. He might be the best T20 batsman of all time, by the way. And it sounds absurd, but if you go and look at his record over the last 18 months, he might be the most explosive, deadliest, and I include Chris Gayle in that. Gayle wasn't consistent enough. Virat Kohli just has a volume of runs, but Klassen makes, and he makes big runs as well. He doesn't just make like 30 off 10. Like, he will make 60 off 20. Like, that's his thing. Like, he's a genuine middle order destroyer. Way better than David Miller, by the way. I've never been bought into the David Miller thing, ever. Ever, ever, ever. I've never understood it. Inconsistent, not good enough. But whatever, people learn to David Miller. Good for you. I don't hate him. I just don't rate him. Like, I think he's just another guy. And in America, they call it a jag. Just a guy. Jag. Also, a good show in the 90s and noughties. Jag. Heinrich Klassen, man. Your thoughts, MKT Inspires, otherwise MKT at the MKT Show. If you'd like to advertise on the show, somebody called me. In fact, two people have inquired. Hey, how can we advertise on the show? The one was a nice throwback, an old friend. And I don't know, we'll see. We'll be in touch with him. But if you would like to advertise on the show or just get in touch, mailbag, you know, I can see, yeah, happy to send you whatever you need. It is MKT at the MKT Show. And I mean, I can be open. It's about 6,000 listeners an episode, give or take. Let's call it average 5,500. I've had 6,000 a couple of times, but I'd say the average is about 5,500 in the last 3 months. I haven't had an episode in the last 5 months below 5,000, and then it's averaged about 5,500 in the last 3 months. So those are the numbers, and you know, this is not a pitch, but it's 65% male. And by the way, I can do the LSM as well. I do have the analytics for that. So if you want to advertise or just get in the mailbag, get in the mailbag, get in the mailbag. 70% of our listeners are in the Republic of South Africa. 60% in Gauteng, 10% in Cape Town, 10% in Cape Town, Kaapstad. Those are the stats. Nobody listens for stats. This is not a pitch. Tell you what, there's a pitch in India where you've got to open with spinners. Unbelievable. It's so boring. Doctor the pitches. Anyway, also get better cameras. MKT at the MKT Show. Otherwise, MKT Inspires. MKT Inspires. Okay, let's finish off on those. Massive weekend in the English Premier League. Massive. The title run in. I saw the promo. Great marketing. That they're now starting to get into the squeaky bum time, as the great Sir Alex Ferguson said. We're now headed into squeaky bum time. It is the end of the season. And it's about the title, relegation, and so much more. Arsenal play Man City this weekend at Man City. And here's what I'm thinking. If Arsenal don't win the title this season, how long do you give Mikel Arteta? Because I know people will say, oh, but he's done so well. It's like, I know Stan Kroenke and billionaires. It's like, yeah, we've given you, you're in year six now. We're going into year six. We don't pay you to, this is not a holiday resort, my man. Are you going to win or not? Stan Kroenke, 2 years ago, just won the Super Bowl. So, are we doing that or not? Arsenal fans, I'd love to hear, how long do you give Mikel Arteta? Because it's all good and well that he's rebuilt it, but Xabi Alonso is about to win the Bundesliga in his like first year, you know? Do not think Stan Kroenke does not see that. Zinedine Zidane, as a debut manager, went and won three Champions Leagues in a row. Now, slightly different scale, different, slightly different job at Real Madrid. When you got Gareth Bale and Cristiano Ronaldo and Toni Kroos and Modric and, you know, Marcelo and Sergio Ramos and Thibaut Courtois. Slightly different. Slightly different. But how long do you give Arteta? Because are we just happy with top four? Because keep in mind, I know Arsenal fans will convince you they've won something. He just won the COVID FA Cup. He hasn't won anything real. I mean, listen, FA Cup is the second biggest trophy you can win in England. So he's won the FA Cup, but that was, what, 5 years ago? 4 years ago? That's not going to wash, is it? Unless Arsenal's dropped their standards so much, we're just happy with the good football. How long do you give him? Arsenal need this win more than Man City. And not just purely in the sense that, oh, it'll give them 3 points and knock Man City. I do think Arsenal have to win the league this year. If they don't, not only do I think it's a problem for Arteta, the dressing room starts to think, are we ever going to do this thing? Because I know it's fashionable to hate on Chelsea, but Chelsea will be back next year. Like, Man City are not going anywhere. And Liverpool are, well, we'll see, depending who they get as manager. Like, Spurs will be one step forward. You know, do not think Arsenal are guaranteed to be in this moving forward. And if anything, this was the year to get Man City. This was Man City's down year. Should have got them this year. And if you miss this year, I don't know. I don't know, Arsenal. Because Chelsea, I think everyone is so delighted with Chelsea losing. And I'm not just saying this as a fan, is that they can see what's going on there. If they get one or two things right, they get a striker, it's a problem. That's a problem situation for everyone. Man City are going to be a problem. We've seen what Man City do. When Pep Guardiola leaves, he looks like he'll be here next year. They'll just get another good manager. They'll get Xabi Alonso. Right? They'll get Ancelotti. They'll get whoever. Man City are not going anywhere. Chelsea are not going anywhere. Spurs are not going anywhere. So for Arsenal, it's crucial this season that they go to the promised land. If they don't this year, it's problems for everyone, mostly for the dressing room. Because it'll be the third year in a row now where it's like, oh, we were so close. Oh, we were so close. And with young people aren't very mature. If they don't see results, they start to lose faith. They really do. So if you're a Gunners fan, I'd love to hear your thoughts. But I don't think he's got like this runway of like being David Moyes at Everton or Fergie at Man United. Like they've spent money now. And the thing about football owners now is they're not like the 90s. Like, this is a plaything for them. Like, firing Mikel Arteta and paying him £30 million to go away is a rounding error for Stan Kroenke. Like, he won't even notice that money's gone. All the owners now are so rich. There's so much money in football that they're not scared to move on from a £50 million contract. Like, to them, it's like, oh, keep it moving. So people mustn't think, oh, Stan Kroenke will just stand pat because they're coming third and top four. No. No. Absolutely not. He's married to the Walton family. He's in the hundreds of billions of dollars in terms of family wealth. His wife got something like $25 billion in the inheritance. Right? That's what she got. She's the poorest of the Walton family. And Stan Kroenke himself's worth about $8 billion. And then there's obviously other money happening. You know, the whole family money, that Walton family, they just spent the most money on a franchise in the history of sport, buying the Denver NFL team. Let's ride. Bronco country, let's ride. So please do not think Mikel Arteta is on holiday here. I think next season he'll start to feel the pressure if they don't win. Because here's the thing now. The great killer for us all is expectations. Everyone's comfortable when it's all good. Now people expect to win. And also, this is Arsenal. It's Arsenal winning. They know they've won Premier Leagues. And invincible. It wasn't how it was, what, 24 years ago or whatever. Or 20 years ago. So they are a bit of a sleeping giant. But it's still Arsenal. Thierry Henry, he's still alive. Tony Adams, still alive. These great players still live. Nigel Winterburn, they live. Ian Wright, he's on TV all the time. Like, it's not like Arsenal is like Aston Villa or Nottingham Forest, where when they were successful, most of those people are gone. Like, Thierry Henry is still arguably the biggest pundit in the world with that CBS team. He, in terms of the football face, I can't think of a bigger face right now in football than Thierry Henry. Like, he's Mr. Arsenal. Yes, he went to Barcelona, but that was like, whatever. He's Mr. Arsenal. He's literally King Henry, they call him. Like, we still see that. It's like, oh yes, Arsenal were unbelievable. And it's like, he looks young. It's like, it's not that long ago. Like, Mikel, this is not Everton, my man. This is not Aston Villa. You can't mess around. No one gets a holiday at those big six clubs. It is not a holiday. Pochettino will be fired by January next year if things aren't going proper. If there is no turn early next season and he's out of the title run, let's say by November, he's out. Forget it. As you've seen, Todd Boehly, he is not interested. He will get ready. So Arsenal have to win this weekend. It's a massive game. I don't think they're going to win. I think Man City are just too good. And Man City just turned it up at the right time. It's what great teams do. Great players win when they have to win. They just do. So I see a Man City win this weekend. Also, I wanted to ask something. So something we're moving to a couple of spaces. I'm thinking of adding another podcast. Because something I love in sport is sports gambling. So it's introduced a whole new element to sport. If you're a fan of sports gambling and you'd like a gambling podcast separate, I'm thinking about throwing one in the mix every week now. I think it'd be awesome. Maybe I'll add an element to the show. I think I should do it separate though. Like, gambling's a bit of its own thing. So I think I'm going to do a sports betting podcast. And I'll profile maybe 3 or 4 games a week. Let me know your thoughts. MKT Inspires, MKT at themktshow.com. Let me know your thoughts on that. If you're into the sports gambling space, would you appreciate something like that? I mean, I'm asking more. I'm going to do it anyway. I should just do it. I should just do it. Like, when we come back to video, I told you last, we're coming back to video, and I'm going to do it anyway then. Maybe I should just start it now. I'm troubleshooting this live. I mean, it won't be live because you'll be listening to this as a podcast after I've recorded it. But you're listening to me thinking through it. Would love to hear your thoughts. MKT Inspires. Your thoughts on anything else, by the way. Your thoughts on anything else. One of the most hysterical things, by the way, and I'm sure it happens to everybody, and I don't know why people think it's okay. I mean, if it's taken in the right spirit, it's very funny. But you know, at weddings, finish off on this, people always say, oh, you, when are you guys getting married? Like, I've got to meet someone. I've got to get through 3 or 4 people, you know what I mean? Well, I've got to meet them. And a friend of mine, his sister, she's hysterical. They used to live in Dubai. In fact, cousin to the groom. Said to me, no. You guys are wasting time. Said, how old are you? I said, 37. She says, oof, it's late for that kid story. You're going to be, you know, they're going to be 20. You're going to be 60. I'm like, oh, it's a good point. She said, look, the one thing that's great about arranged marriages, and in India, it's still a thing. It's like, if you're from a good family, she's from a good family, the families put you together, and they say, you'll learn to love each other along the way. Like, stop with the love thing. She says, you guys are wasting time in the Western world. And you guys, she was referring to people like me, talking about wanting a, you know, a good match and this and that. And I'm not about love. I told her, I said, love does not matter to me. I just want similar, I just want somebody with the same sort of core ethos. In fact, if I could somehow just copy paste a female version of me, I'm looking for that. I'm not opposites attract guy. My mother had a great line. Opposites attract, similarities keep us together. Like if I could just copy myself and obviously make myself 100 times better looking, because I am rather shallow in that sense. We are. Although I'm not an oil painting, some people might say. But it doesn't matter if guy's good looking or not. It doesn't. Like, sorry, ladies. I know it's not fair. Like, for guys, like, I don't look at another guy and feel threatened if he's good looking. I just don't. Because that currency is not enough. Like, what else you got? You know? Are you that guy? Like, whereas for ladies, that as an attribute is an absolute game changer. It is a game changer. And it's, I don't believe in fairness. It just is what it is. Some people say it's unfair. Whatever. You live in the world. The world is as it is, not how you want it to be. So anywho, if I could just copy myself, make myself at least 10 times better looking, because I do have a mirror, not an oil painting, but if I could make myself and add some other features on top of our core values that are the same as mine, we're A for a way. Let's do it now. Let's just go sign the court papers tomorrow morning. Not possible, though. Not possible. That is the risk you take. That is the risk you take. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is MKT. This has been the MKT Show. And for now, I am the hell out of here.